Welcome to Guaranteed Rate Field in Chicago, for the game between the Baltimore Orioles and the Chicago White Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Baltimore Orioles. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Cedric Mullins. Batting second. The designated hitter, Trey Mancini. Batting third. The left fielder, Anthony Santander. Batting fourth. The right fielder, Austin Hayes. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ryan Mountcastle. Batting sixth. The catcher, Adley Rutschman. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Tyler Nevin. Batting eighth. The shortstop, Jorge Mateo. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Richie Martin. Pitching for the Baltimore Orioles, Austin Voth. For the Chicago White Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The shortstop, Tim Anderson. Batting second. The designated hitter, Andrew Vaughn. Batting third. The center fielder, Luis Robert. Batting fourth. The first baseman, Jose Abreu. Batting fifth. The left fielder, AJ Pollock. Batting sixth. The right fielder, Gavin Sheets. Batting seventh. The third baseman, Jake Berger. Batting eighth. The second baseman, Lourey Garcia. Batting ninth. The catcher, Reese McGuire. Pitching for the Chicago White Sox, Michael Kopech. And now, play ball. Cedric Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Mullins hits a ball towards third. Berger can't make the play in time. Mullins gets a base hit. Trey Mancini batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. There goes Mullins, and he's safe at second with a stolen base. Trey Mancini batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Mancini hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Mancini is out. Mullins moves to third. One out. Anthony Santander batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. There's a wild pitch. Mullins scores. It's 1-0, Orioles. Anthony Santander batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. That is ball four. Santander is on with a walk. Austin Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and one strike. Hayes hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Hayes is out. Santander moves to second. Two outs. Ryan Mountcastle is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mountcastle hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Mountcastle is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Anderson hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Anderson is out. One out. Andrew Vaughn is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Vaughn hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Vaughn is out. Two outs. Luis Robert is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Robert strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Orioles 1, and the White Sox nothing. The Orioles will come to bat. Adley Rutschman is at the plate with a count of no balls and two strikes. Rutschman hits a line drive towards left field. Pollock makes the catch for the out. One out. Tyler Nevin batting right, is at the plate with a count of three balls and one strike. Nevin hits a fly ball towards left. Pollock makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jorge Mateo is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Mateo is hit by the pitch. Mateo is on first. Richie Martin is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Mateo, and he's safe at second with a stolen base. Richie Martin is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Martin hits a ground ball, base hit into right field. Mateo scores. It's 2-0, Orioles. Cedric Mullins is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. There goes Martin, and he's safe at second with a stolen base. Cedric Mullins is at the plate with a count of two balls and no strikes. There goes Martin, and he's safe at third with a stolen base. Cedric Mullins batting right, is at the plate with a count of two balls and one strike. Mullins is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Mullins hits a fly ball towards right. Sheets is there to make the catch. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox nothing. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of one ball and no strikes. Abreu hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Abreu is out. One out. AJ Pollock is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. That is ball four. Pollock is on with a walk. Gavin Sheets is at the plate with a count of two balls and two strikes. Sheets strikes out swinging. Two outs. Jake Berger is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Berger hits a line drive into left center field. That will be extra bases. Berger is safe at second with a double. Pollock scores. It's 2-1 Orioles. Lourie Garcia is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Garcia hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Garcia is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Trey Mancini batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mancini is 0-for-1 in the game. That is ball 4. Mancini is on with a walk. Anthony Santander is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Santander is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Santander hits a pop-up beyond third. Berger gets back and makes the catch for the out. One out. Austin Hayes is at the plate with a count of one ball and one strike. Hayes is 0-for-1 in the game. Hayes hits a ground ball to second. There's the throw to second for one, and over to first, double play. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Reese McGuire is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. McGuire hits a pop-up beyond third. Nevin gets back and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Anderson is 0-for-1 in the game. Anderson hits a fly ball towards center. Mullins makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Andrew Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. That is ball 4. Vaughn is on with a walk. Luis Robert is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Robert is 0-for-1 in the game. Robert strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 2, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Ryan Mountcastle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mountcastle is 0-for-1 in the game. Mountcastle hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Mountcastle is out. One out. Adley Rutschman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Rutschman is 0-for-1 in the game. Rutschman hits a line drive into right field. That will be extra bases. Rutschman is safe at second with a double. Tyler Nevin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Nevin is 0-for-1 in the game. Nevin hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Nevin is out. Rutschman moves to third. Two outs. Jorge Mateo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Kopech commits a balk. Rushman scores. It's 3-1, Orioles. Jorge Mateo batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Mateo is 0-0 in the game. He's been hit by a pitch. That is ball 4. Mateo is on with a walk. Richie Martin is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. There goes Mateo, and he's safe at second with a stolen base. Richie Martin is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and no strikes. Martin is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Martin hits a ground ball towards short. The throw to first, and Martin is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Joey Crabille replaces Austin Voth as pitcher. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Abreu is 0-for-1 in the game. Abreu hits a line drive deep towards right. Hayes is there to make the catch. One out. AJ Pollock is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Pollock is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Pollock hits a pop-up towards second. Martin makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Gavin Sheets is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Sheets is 0-for-1 in the game. Sheets is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Cedric Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mullins is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Mullins is called out on strikes. One out. Trey Mancini is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Mancini is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Mancini hits a fly ball towards center. Robert makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Anthony Santander is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Santander is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Santander is called out on strikes. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jake Berger is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Berger is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Berger is called out on strikes. One out. Lury Garcia is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Garcia is 0-for-1 in the game. Garcia hits a fly ball towards left. Santander makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Reese McGuire is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. McGuire is 0-for-1 in the game. McGuire hits a fly ball towards center. Mullins makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Austin Hayes is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Hayes is 0-for-2 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball towards center. Robert makes the catch for the out. One out. Ryan Mountcastle is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and no strikes. Mountcastle is 0-for-2 in the game. Mountcastle hits a fly ball towards left. Pollock makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Adley Rushman batting right, is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 1 strike. Rushman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. Rushman hits a fly ball towards left. Pollock makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6. With the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Anderson is 0-for-2 in the game. Anderson strikes out swinging. One out. Brian Baker replaces Joey Crabille as pitcher. Andrew Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Vaughn is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk. Vaughn softly hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Vaughn is out. Two outs. Luis Robert is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Robert is 0 for 2 in the game. Robert softly hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Robert is out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Tyler Nevin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Nevin is 0 for 2 in the game. That is ball 4. Nevin is on with a walk. Vince Velasquez replaces Michael Kopech as pitcher. Jorge Mateo is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Mateo is 0 for 0 in the game. With a walk. He's been hit by a pitch. Mateo strikes out swinging. One out. Richie Martin is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Martin is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He's got 1 RBI. Martin hits a line drive deep towards right center field. Robert is there to make the catch. Two outs. Cedric Mullins is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mullins is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Mullins strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jose Abreu is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Abreu is 0 for 2 in the game. Abreu is called out on strikes. One out. AJ Pollock is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 1 strike. Pollock is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk. Pollock hits a fly ball towards center. Mullins makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Cyanel P. Gavin Sheets is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Sheets is 0 for 2 in the game. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 3, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Trey Mancini is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Mancini is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Mancini hits a fly ball into left center field. That will be extra bases. Mancini is safe at second with a double. Anthony Santander is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Santander is 0 for 2 in the game. With a walk. Santander strikes out swinging. One out. Austin Hayes is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Hayes is 0 for 3 in the game. Hayes hits a fly ball into left center field. That will be extra bases. Hayes is safe at second with a double. Mancini scores. It's 4-1, Orioles. Ryan Mountcastle is at the plate with a count of 2 balls and 2 strikes. Mountcastle is 0 for 3 in the game. Mountcastle strikes out swinging. Two outs. Adley Rutschman is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Rutschman is 1 for 3 in the game, with a double. Rutschman hits a fly ball towards center. Robert makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jake Berger is at the plate with a count of no balls and 1 strike. Berger is 1 for 2 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Berger hits a ground ball towards first. Mountcastle fields it and makes the out, unassisted. One out. Lourie Garcia is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Garcia is 0 for 2 in the game. Garcia hits a fly ball towards left. Santander makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Sebadi Zavala pinch hits for Reese McGuire batting ninth. Sebadi Zavala is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Zavala strikes out swinging. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 1. The Orioles will come to bat. Matt Foster replaces Vince Velasquez as pitcher. Sebadi Zavala moves from pinch hitter to C. Tyler Nevin batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3-1. Nevin is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Nevin hits a line drive deep towards right center field. Sheets is there to make the catch. One out. Jorge Mateo is at the plate with a count of 1-2. Mateo is 0-1 in the game. With a walk, he's been hit by a pitch. Mateo hits a fly ball towards center. Robert makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Martin is at the plate with a count of 2-2. Martin is 1-3 in the game, with a single. He's got one RBI. Martin hits a ground ball towards second. The throw to first, and Martin is out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 9, with the score, the Orioles 4, and the White Sox 1. The White Sox will come to bat. Jorge Lopez replaces Cyanel P. Tim Anderson is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Anderson is 0-3 in the game. One out. Andrew Vaughn is at the plate with a count of 0-2. Vaughn is 0-2 in the game. With a walk, Vaughn hits a line drive towards right. Hayes is there to make the catch. Two outs. Luis Robert is at the plate with a count of 0-0. Robert is 0-3 in the game. Robert hits a ground ball towards third. The throw to first, and Robert is out. The game is over. The final score, Baltimore Orioles, 4, and Chicago White Sox, 1. Goodbye from Guaranteed Rate Field in Chicago.